The Money Show. Business Unusual.
Business Unusual brought to you by DigiCape, the go-to authorized Apple reseller and your local Apple expert. Start with the conversation at digicape.co.za. Converse with us, Colin Cullis. You would have listened, jaw on the floor like so many other South Africans, as to the most extraordinary data breach probably in South African history, which transpired last week.
Yeah, and like Troy Hunt had said at the time, we're not going to be unique and it's probably going to happen again. And some of it is kind of out of our hands, which makes you feel very powerless, tempting to want to simply get angry or disconnect from the internet altogether, which is kind of impossible. So I thought, and it's not to say that we haven't done this before, but go and visit some of the things you can do and some of the practical steps that you could implement to not have to become a high-level, complete propeller head with this stuff, but at least not expose yourself to unnecessary harm and irritation. And I suppose the starting point has got to be that we simply don't fully understand how our data is like money. And until now, we start treating it like that.
Let's just go even further back, if we can, very briefly, Colin. What is this mysterious data, this detail that people talk about?
So you might be aware of a beautiful ad that says you are more than data, that you're an individual, that you're not a number. And that's wonderful for us to believe it, but it's not true. We are numbers. The way we interact, because we use phones, because we're online, we're effectively ones and zeros. And you think you own the ones and zeros because, of course, Bruce, you're Bruce. But the ability to digitally replicate you and effectively say, I'm going to be Bruce now, is ridiculously easy. It shouldn't be. But it is for convenience sake. And I've got to acknowledge another bank who I've included their ad in this piece that I put online, who demonstrate just how easy it is by posting a couple of pictures to Instagram, by celebrating your birthday, how you can give away the kind of information that allows someone to basically do an identity theft. Now, few people still understand how somebody steals your identity, but you do get when what happens if somebody steals your credit card. And you do get, if you've ever had your registration plate cloned and used on somebody else's car, and you get all these fines coming your way. You know how angry that makes you. You know how maddening it is to try and correct it. Well, you aren't very different from your credit card or your number plate in a digital world. And that's the point that we need to try and get everybody to illustrate. In fact, if you are listening at home or wherever you're listening at, imagine opening up your front gate and your front door and listen to this right now. If you're driving your car, go and park, open your car doors and step outside of it and watch from the other side of the road as we discuss this. And then don't feel a little vulnerable that somebody could just hop in your car and drive off in it. Because that's what we do when we just leave our accounts open. I put a little poll online ahead of this conversation to ask, how safe are you online? And I gave you three options for whether or not you have or don't have these things in place. Two-factor authentication, a password manager, and privacy settings on social media. And while I'm very happy to report that a third of the people who responded said they have all three, a further 40% said they've got none of them. And this is where it's really quite worrying. And I'm talking about individuals, but this applies to businesses too. There is an estate agency right now having some very terse conversations with whoever looks after their IT, etc., saying, how could you possibly have let us get into a position like this? This is very bad. And to the state's credit, they have sought to begin rolling out the Protection of Privacy Information Act, POPI Act, and there's a couple that go with that. But they come out in parts. And even if they mostly will ensure that the large companies will do the right thing, it's very hard for them to exclude a small company. And it's very hard for a small company to make sure they've got the compliance to do all of this stuff. So,
okay, I mean, this is all very scary, Colin, but how do we... I mean, I feel powerless. I mean, whether I swipe my credit card or you go and buy something and you hand over your credit card and for a nanosecond and perhaps it gets cloned, or you post a personal item on social media, or somebody just steals your post. There is this data enrichment idea where people collect a bit of data. They get your ID number, then they get your home address, and then they find out where you work, and then they get a phone number, and then suddenly they've created a profile of your existence. Is it possible to stop them doing that?
No, and this is why, we're tempted to get angry or to get scared, and a lot of the coverage of this tends to make you one or the other. I'm not advocating that. There is only so much you can do, whether you're a business or an individual. If somebody really wants to hack something and make it their plan to get hold of information, they're probably going to succeed, but that's generally not how it works. Don't imagine most of data breaches, or certainly identity theft, to be like a mugging where somebody comes up to you and says, hey, buddy, give me your wallet. You basically get scooped up along with millions of other people and sold on demand for cents, potentially to simply be used as to use your email address so they can forward on some spam, or to artificially make you post something on a social account because you look like you could be a real person, even though, of course, for the purposes of that account, you're not. So the notion is just be a little more circumspect. The notion of having two-factor authentication just means that when you log into something, particularly something you don't normally log into, that thing you're using, whatever it happens to be, will also send you an SMS or ask you to say, please go onto this app and authenticate yourself by using a number. Or you get yourself a password manager. Nobody loves passwords. Nobody. So get something else to take care of it. They are great apps. They fill in things for you. They come up with super duper impossible to guess passwords. And you only have to remember then one password for everything. And it follows you around and it automatically fills them in. They're wonderful. And, you know, just be mindful. If somebody sends you sends you off to a website that says, fill in your details to win this amazing competition, and you're like,
don't.
Just don't. You know, if somebody sends you an email that says, please update your details for our database. No, I don't have to do that. Just don't do it. Be very circumspect.
I thought I'm being so security conscious, and I thought I was just being a grumpy old man. And so actually what I'm doing is being security conscious, which is a much more palatable way of telling people to go away.
And you know, this is not something that everybody gets their head around. The majority of the companies who process so much of this data are in the US, the big FAANG companies that we know, Facebook and Google and Amazon and these sorts of guys. And you'd think then that the head of that country would have a good way to manage this process. But Donald Trump, just this Sunday, when asked what does he think about the data processes, this is to make everybody else not feel so bad that they don't know. Just take a listen to his response.
There are some industries that are not that regulated. I'm wondering what you think about tech right now, because you have these companies that are more powerful than ever before. They've got everything, all this data on us. They're selling the data. Should the tech companies be more regulated?
Well, I guess some people talk about freedom, and other people talk about we want to know who's taking ads or doing whatever. And I would imagine something's going to come down along the line like we're doing right now for regular, you know, whether it's commercial or not, for a normal broadcast company. It'll be very interesting to see. You know, that's an argument that's happening right now. Okay. It'll be very interesting to see what. There are two very distinct views on that. I can go, honestly, I can go either way. You know?
So, you're not alone. You're not alone. Nobody seems to know what's going on with this stuff.
I'm so much more comfortable now. Thank you so much, Colin Cullis, with Business and, yeah, Politics Unusual. Colin Cullis on a Wednesday night.